24 tourism operators will share in $4.9 million in provincial funds from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, designed to create jobs, expand business operations, and stimulate economic development. The funds were announced by Northern Development Minister Greg Rickford during the 2022 Northern Ontario Tourism Summit, being held November 22-23 in Thunder Bay. Northern Ontario is an incredibly scenic region, with limitless potential for tourism, Rickford said in a news release. These investments will help northern tourism operations expand their offerings, create jobs and promote regional prosperity, while showcasing this beautiful part of Ontario to visitors from across the province and around the world. The following projects are receiving NOHFC funding: $500,000 for the town of Blind River to renovate Marina Park, $419,465 for Velo Camping and Marina, a resort in Hearst, to purchase equipment and build new facilities, including campsites and fishing huts, $369,550 for the municipality of Red Lake to hire an engineering firm to produce technical drawings of Red Lake Event Center, $319,114 for the town of Northeastern Manitoulin and the Islands to refurbish Northeastern Manitoulin and the Islands Recreation Center, $317,224 for Kapuskasing Golf Club to revamp its clubhouse, $300,000 for Destination Northern Ontario to transition the delivery of its training services to an online platform in response to COVID-19. $253,239 for the Township of St. Joseph to rehabilitate Richards Landing Municipal Marina. $251,700 for Blind River Curling Club to repair its roof. $200,000 for Lake House Marina to establish a waterfront resort and event center in Echo Bay. $200,000 for Silver Islet General Store, a historic former general store and tea room in Silver Islet, to reopen and become a retail, food and educational tourist destination. $199,851 for Lakeside Campground Inc., a campground in Moonbeam, to purchase equipment and build RV lots and a garage. $199,350 for Blind River Development Corporation to renovate Blind River Visitor Information Center. $198,500 for JMB Project Management Inc. to establish an RV park in Matheson. $177,220 for the town of Thessalon to update Lakeside Park washroom facilities. $162,000 for Gore Bay Museum to restore its glass canopy and replace its roof. $134,762 for Destination Northern Ontario to develop a plan to turn Northeastern Ontario into a world-class snowmobile destination. $131,150 for the town of Thessalon to revamp Thessalon Marina. $110,520 for the Local Services Board of Lac Street to rest to refurbish a dock and boat launch. $104,326 for North 49 Powersports Inc., a retailer of motorized sports vehicles and trailers in Kapuskasing, to develop a tourism business offering guided ATV and snowmobile excursions. $94,347 for the Township of Osijinik to purchase a new ice resurfacer and additional change room floor matting for Osijinik Arena. $90,742 for Garden River First Nation to expand Ojibwe Park trails and connect them to the Trans-Canada Trail. $76,845 for the Township of the North Shore to rehabilitate its causeway and refurbish two boat launch facilities. $70,000 for Destination Northern Ontario to create Francophone travel itineraries that showcase eight partner communities, Cochrane and Timmins, Hearst and Kapuskasing, Kenora, North Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, Sudbury, Temiskaming Shores, Thunder Bay, participating in the project, and $59,605 for the Municipality of Huron Shores to renovate Iron Bridge Recreation Center.